Well, welcome to the second part of Talk at 10, your weekday morning talk show here on KRTS, Marfa Public Radio. I'm Tom Michael. I'll be your host for this segment. Ballroom Marfa, the multidisciplinary art space on the corner of San Antonio and Dean in Marfa, has been transformed by their latest exhibit. It's entitled Hello Meth Lab in the Sun. And there's an opening reception tonight at 6 p.m. at Ballroom Marfa. The artists behind this immersive site installation have been working quite literally around the clock. And they join us this morning in the studio, Jonah Freeman and Justin Lowe. Jonah Freeman is a native of the Southwest from Santa Fe, New Mexico, an emerging artist who has shown internationally. He currently lives in New York. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And Justin Lowe is a native of the Midwest, also living in New York, where he has mounted other site-specific installations or what are called installation environments. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Now, the third member of the trio, Alexander Singh, is a British citizen born in France, and he lives in New York City and in London. And he's also known for unique installations, often using local found materials. He couldn't be with us today. He is
doing a project in London at the Royal Academy.
Okay. Royal College
of Art. Royal College of Art.
Yeah. So. Well, as I said, the team is hard at work here, and I hate to say this, but you really have to see it. It's very experiential as you walk through it. It's very transformative, and you have been working to the last minute. First, I should ask, are you finished, and how do you know if you're finished?
I think we're done when 6 p.m. rolls around.
Yeah, deadlines help to let you know when you're finished.
Yeah, I think we could keep detailing for a long time, since we're trying to, each room is sort of a sculpture into itself, and so we're trying to sculpt it into a place that's been lived in and all that, so it's the kind of thing.
Yeah, it should really have the traces of all of people's efforts and movements and interests, things that are left behind. A lot of it is supposed to have a feeling of having been abandoned almost.
Yeah. Sort of somewhat entropic thing, and since we built it all from scratch, it's had a very new feeling, and we've been last week or so been going through and trying to like give it some wear and tear and give it like an aura of a place that's been used.
Our guests today are Jonah Freeman and Justin Lowe. The Ballroom Marfa opening Hello Meth Lab in the Sun. There'll be a reception tonight at 6 o'clock. Well, let's talk about what you were just mentioning. At least in the press release, and perhaps this was derived from an artist's statement, but there's this consideration of alchemy, modern alchemy, and the laboratory, the place of alchemy. It seems like the building that houses the laboratory is very important here. Can you talk about that?
Well, in the beginning, we were talking about a juxtaposition of both the kitchen as a social center and the different kinds of cooking and the culture that produces, and the various ways in which that can be corrupted or sort of perverted. So you have something like an abandoned hippie commune kitchen combined with a meth lab where there's a whole other kind of cooking. And they both generate quite divergent communities. And both of these things are the results of combinations of materials that is not so much about transforming lead into gold as much as transforming your own human psyche and, as a result, society around you.
Yeah. And from those two, we started to think more about a more mainstream industrial sort of alchemy. A lot of the products that go into the production of crystal meth are, common household industrial products. And that sort of became the third heat of this installation. There's three distinct sort of social environments we're thinking about: the abandoned hippie commune, the clandestine meth lab, and a sort of mass industrial sort of alchemical space that has been manifested in a faux museum and in various sort of display orientations. Mm-hmm. So that's the starting off point for how we define these spaces, these three themes around alchemy in a modern context.
And perhaps if we haven't made clear, there are a series of rooms in which these themes emerge. It's this labyrinth through the gallery space at Ballroom Marfa. Well, let's talk about the 1960s, as you said, the abandoned hippie commune. Sometimes it's natural for us, as perhaps the next show, Rock Till One, can do, to look nostalgically at the 60s, and other times to show sometimes how the dream is over in the 60s. For example, in the earlier hour today in our radio programming, where we discussed the death of Martin Luther King, was this of all the rooms... did you have some kind of political point of view here?
No. It wasn't a specific point of view, but I think it was more about taking these themes and like setting juxtapositions, and like so you could spiral outward with ideas. And I think that there is a real link between like the sort of utopian countercultural ideas of the 1960s and the drug revolution, and how that spiraled outward into. So, like, what would be the crystal meth epidemic, which is certainly some way linked to that, and it's more of a darker, more nihilistic part of that.
I think that we were really interested in about the sort of community and the ritual and the psychosis that results mm-hmm. from these activities of trying to really... be sort of trailblazers and create your own distinct kind of exclusive society under the guise of inclusivity and the fallout that results.
Yeah.
We're speaking about Hello Meth Lab in the Sun. Our guests are artists Jonah Freeman and Justin Lowe. There is a reception tonight at Ballroom Marfa in Marfa at San Antonio and Dean at 6 o'clock. And there's an artist's talk tomorrow at 2 p.m. I've seen the space. It's very small. When you lead people through in this artist talk, I imagine you'll be bringing people by in groups. Is that right? Or will you
We're going to be speaking at the Crowley Theater.
I see. I'm sorry. I didn't make that clear. The artist talk at 2 p.m., that's correct, is at the Good Crowley Theater here in Marfa. There's also a music performance tomorrow night associated with the exhibit. It's The Psychic Ills. They'll be playing at Liberty Hall tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
And they've also brought their friend's headdress from Austin, which are really...
We think they're from Austin. I don't know if they really are.
I think they might be a little nomadic, you know.
I've heard San Francisco,
I think they're
too.
A traveling band.
Well, methamphetamine is a serious scourge on the landscape, particularly in rural areas, and it wouldn't be a stretch to say that there is certainly an aesthetic beauty in the grittiness of this installation. And I'd like you to answer this question as I'm asking it. It's not a loaded question from any high moral ground, but something I'd just like to know. Was there ever the thought of, are we glorifying the use of drugs? And if so, what does that mean? And I understand what you're trying to say, but could you just address that?
I would say no. We weren't trying to glorify or demonize. I mean, I think we were trying. This was really a launching point to bring in a lot of other ideas. And as Justin said, this themes of community and ritual and psychosis and how all those things play into it. And I think we just wanted it to be like a, sort of a point in which you could go from. And there's a lot of a lot of issues that come out of like the crystal meth epidemic.
Yeah, I should ask why this drug, why crystal meth?
Well, originally the title was kind of the result of a free association of, you know, a common kind of activity of misinterpreting or corrupting song lyrics. And so the title is really a twisted version of Hello Cowgirl in the Sand, that really epic song by Neil Young. And so from that, that really kind of opened up a whole lot of options and material to work with, that really a lot of sculptural possibilities. And if you think about the sort of do-it-yourself kitchen kind of chemistry, that really has some links to a lot of contemporary art practices. So there was a smooth transition into this really elaborate world that we've been living in.
And I think where the alchemy comes in is this, we think of sculpture in some way as a form of alchemy, in the sense that, you know, one material is being representative of another in a sort of like, you know, imagination sort of way. It's like, you know, marble being representative of flesh or that kind of thing.
And yeah, the combination of these materials and how they interact with the body, or in this case, how our bodies interact with the space at ballroom.
Well, let's talk about that. You said one material may be representative of another. We're talking about that alchemy. Let's talk about the materials in this exhibit. How are they collected, and what do...
Well, the materials are quite vast.
I saw your eyebrows raise here.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about this yesterday when we were invited to come here, that you could really almost just do a piece, just a list reading of all of the materials. It's such a vast palette. Some things have been collected to represent this, just in jars, but we've taken quite a bit from the community.
Could you talk one moment about that? I thought that was very interesting, the jars, the things that have been collected as specimens.
Well, I think we thought of that as like almost like the lexicon of the various raw materials you might use in any sort of alchemical experiment. And obviously we're going into a very diverse and like fantastical sort of idea of what these materials can do together, but in the sense that
there are a lot of strange combinations and a lot of isolated elements that you see repeated throughout the installation. And these are things that can be found, you know, on the street. These are things that are taken from the TNC, the town and country. I don't know. I call it the TNC. I don't know why. And so we have everything from fried food to books about Billie Jean King to straws.
Broad underwear catalogs to cut up vacuum-form plastic and in water.
If it's not clear, as I said, you kind of have to see this to quite understand and to experience this. We're talking about Hello Meth Lab in the Sun, the artist Justin Lowe, Jonah Freeman, and Alexander Singh, who is not here in the studio. I know that the past couple weeks have been to the drumbeat of hammers and nail guns, but are you having fun with this exhibit? There seems to be some sort of joy in the creation as well.
Oh, we're having a lot of
fun.
There's
a lot of fun. Yeah. Things get pretty loose, and the looser they get, honestly, I think the better they get, because you're really just open yourself up to possibilities, and as a result, you stumble into some new territory that's quite exciting.
Yeah.
Well, we should talk about some of the basis for this exhibit, Hello Meth Lab in the Sun. Support was provided by the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Kohl's Charitable Trust, the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, and Ballroom Marfa members. And there are many people locally involved. Alexander Mills was the project manager for this installation, and other contributors to the project, other volunteers, included Erica Blumenfeld, Marie Ely, Jeff Elrod, Lauren Klotzman, Dustin Pibu, Karen Longshore, John Coleman, Scott Williams and his crew, Stephen Rayburn, Steve Holzer, Mary Farley, Robin Lombardio and Corey, and Michael O'Meara. And there are many else who came through over the last 2 months to create this exhibit.
So yeah, it's true. We also have a bunch of friends that have come down from New York, because before we came here, we worked on this photo shoot and general pre-production, and so it's really been quite a circus, really.
Yeah, we had a whole circus in New York before we came down, staging a whole a fake society party that for these society pictures that we'll be hanging in the exhibit, and so there was a different leg of this journey.
I would like to take a moment to thank everybody that has helped us. We really wouldn't have gotten where we are without your help. So if any of you are awake and listening, thank you very much.
I imagine you were working late into even the evening yesterday.
For months. If yesterday was November, you're absolutely right.
The stereotype of the artist working alone, detached from society, certainly never true in these large scale on-site installations, and which you both are have experienced before, which you both mounted in New York City and in other places.
Yeah. Well, never this large.
No, yeah, this is
by far the biggest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. New Yorkers sometimes come out to Marfa to enjoy the large space, and you had a large space to work with, and you certainly filled it.
Yes.
Our guests today have been Jonah Freeman and Justin Lowe. Again, the reception tonight at 6 o'clock, Hello Meth Lab in the Sun. An artist talk tomorrow at Good Crawley Theater at 2 p.m. Will the third member of the team, will Alexander come back for that?
Or is in spirit.
Okay.
No, he won't come back for the talk. I don't know if he's going to come back, but
yeah. I have a feeling he's up to a whole other challenge.
Yeah.
Across the Atlantic.
There was someone had made a similarity between dioramas, for example. Dioramas you see at science museums, smaller dioramas. But the scale of this is just so immense. Did you have that feeling that you were working at a really small level at times?
Oh, do you mean in the sense of like the detail work?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're actually going to go back and do more of that. Mm. We get really into the way that the paint peels, or this little picture hanging there, it needs a stain there, and that kind of stuff.
You'll see all of these Sudafed boxes that look like absolute. It looks as though we've just spent thousands of dollars on Sudafed, but what they are in fact are scanned, printed, cut, folded and glued. So all these things are
a lot of things are made by hand.
I imagine you're doing constant problem solvings when you want, for example, an antique look or a weathered look or some other type of kind of transformative experience to an article. Do you have, is this do you draw from your body of knowledge, or do you just kind of experiment?
We work as we go, and I think, well, actually Erica Blumenfeld was really the mastermind behind the aging techniques. She had a friend who had patented an aging technique, and she brought that in and was able to really help us out with that.
There's a lot of drawing from source material as well. I mean, we are on Google Image all the time, and Jonah's really quite, not necessarily obsessive, but the digital camera is out a lot and taking pictures of things that normally go unseen. So
I'm glad someone else said that word. It needed to be said.
I actually was scouting the East German radio headquarters, which has been abandoned since the wall fell, and for a film, and took hundreds of pictures. And so we've been looking at that as sort of a source of how things, when things get abandoned, these public spaces get abandoned, what happens, where the trash lies, how the walls age, what do people leave behind, that kind of thing. And so we've been working from that a bit.
Well, Jonah and Justin, congratulations, good luck, and thank you so much for joining us today on the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, a Ballroom Marfa show, Hello Meth Lab in the Sun.
You won't regret it, though the traffic's packed. It's moving steady, we'll soon be out of the jam. Another city, 2, 3, 4 days. More days is okay. 2, 3, 4 nights. More nights is alright. Moonbeams, starshine, sunshine is alright. Baby, the sky can take us right to a place where the moon shines, the bright stars shine tonight. It ain't far, just a little ride. We'll take us there, the movement. Throw we're back in the back, baby. This car can take us right to a place where the moon shines, the bright stars shine tonight. It ain't far, just a little ride. We'll take us there, the movement. Throw we're back in the back of the car. Stressed down for a while. Stand by on the countryside. Take some time off, alright. Let's ride, you and I. 2, 3, 4 days, more days is okay. 2, 3, 4 nights, more nights is alright. Moonbeams, starshine, sunshine is alright. Baby, the sky can take us right to a place where the moon shines, the bright stars shine tonight. It ain't far, just a little ride. It'll take us there in a moment. Throw we're back in the back, baby. The sky can take us right to a place where the moon shines, the bright stars shine night. It ain't far, just a little ride. We'll take us there in the moment. So we're back in the back of the car.
I want to be there with you. water, you wanna be cooled down. And in the night time, stars will be all around.
2, 3, 4 days, more days is okay. 2, 3, 4 nights, more nights than 4 nights. Moving stars and sunshine is alright. Baby, the sky can take us right to a place where the moon shines, the bright stars shine tonight. It ain't hard, just to lead it right, to take us there to boom and throw it back in the back. Baby, the sky can take us right to the place where the moon shines, the bright stars shine tonight. It ain't far, just to lead it right, to take us there to boom and throw it back in the back. The sky can take us right to the place where the moon shines, the bright stars shine tonight. It ain't far, just to lead it right, to take us there to boom and throw it back in the back. Baby, the sky can take us right shines a bright star, shine now. It ain't far, just to lead a ride, to take a friend and moment to throw you back in the back of the car. Ah, to take us right to that place, babe. Jump in the back of the car. Moonshine, sunshine, it ain't far, just a little ride. It'll take us in the moment.